Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis Mishneh Tes. This Mishneh is one of the most incredible and fundamental Mishnayos in Gan Shisha Sidre Mishneh. Shalach Leil Rabbi Gamliel. We're talking about over here the story that we learned about in the previous Mishnah, where Abdoisa ben Hikinis and Rabbi Yeshua say that the Eidus should be Nizbatl and the Rosh Chodesh should be declared not on the 30th, but on the 31st. Says Rabbi Gamliel, Gozrani Olecho, he tells Rabbi Yeshua, Shetovoy etzli b'makelcho b'moysecho b'yoy makipurim shechaliyoyz b'cheshboinoch. According to your cheshbin, Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about Tishrei, if you're talking about Yom Kippur, you're talking about Tishrei. Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, was on the 31st. According to your cheshbin, Yom Kippur, Lom Zogin, is on a Tuesday. I declared Rosh Chodesh the 30th. L'dayti, Yom Kippur is on a Monday. Yom Kippur this year is going to be on a Monday, he tells them. I'm gozer on you that on the day after Yom Kippur, when all of Klal Yisrael is going to be building their sukkahs, but for you, you're going to claim that it's Yom Kippur. You have to come to me publicly. B'makelcho b'moyisecho. We're talking over here about Mukta. Coming v'ocha dekehet. On Yom Kippur, l'fi cheshboincho. Number first, we have a shayla and pshat over here. Sholach loy, we're going to see b'hamshech, is going on Rabbi Yeshua. Why not Rabbi Dais ben Hurkinis? L'chor, he was the main chalik over here in the story. The pshat is either that Rabbi Yeshua was the G'dayli Ador. What's mavur in the Sugi and Brochus is that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkinis, who were the two G'dayli Talmidei Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, were quite a bit older than Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Lezer was actually a brother-in-law of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. The authority of Kiddush HaChodesh is vested specifically in the Nasi. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, K'gol V'groi Zol Zenor Zayin, as big as they were, the authority, they have to submit to the authority of the Nasi. So the Nasi over here had to uphold his position. It's like the Gemara in Bracha says, where, you have the Gemara also in Yevamos, where Rabbi Gamliel had to uphold the authority of the Sanhedrin, B'mokum Rabbi Lezer, and he did it lo lechvaydi v'lo lechvayd beis Abba. But he had to uphold the authority. So over here what he did is he told Rabbi Yeshua, who was looked at as the Godel, rightfully so, as the Chakim of the Yehudoi, he told him to come. So that's one pshat. Reb Dais ben Hurkinis wasn't in that much of a public position. He was one of the G'dayli Ador, but he wasn't the Av Bezdin. The other pshat first so says, when you look in the Gemara in Yevamos, Reb Dais ben Hurkinis was a Zokin Muflegad Ba'oid. He referred to Reb Akiva as a child when Reb Akiva was already from the G'dayli Ador. That means he was significantly older. He could have been 30 or 40 years old. He was a Zokin Muflegad. So Mela, to make Rabbi Dais ben Hurkinis come, that he didn't. Rabbi Yeshua was younger. He told Rabbi Yeshua to come. But he told him to come and make a public statement that he's mekabel the authority of the Nasi as to which day Yom Kippur should be. Holach u'metzoy Rabbi Kiva meitzach. The holach over here is going on Rabbi Kiva. The way the Gemara speaks it out, Rabbi Kiva was the shliach sent by Rabbi Gamliel to tell Rabbi Yeshua to come. And he found him not with this decision. Let me tell you the makor that if he's the Nasi, his decision is Torah. Like we read before, Ashatikru Oysom means Ashatikru Atem. Ben Bizmanom, Ben Shaloi Bizmanom. Enli Moyados Elo Elu. Those are the Yom Tev. Kedusha Sazmanim is Hukvak Fi the Nasi. This is not the same thing as if the Nasi declared that this piece of meat is Shuman, not Chelev. L'maisev who's eaten by others is an Aveira. But over here, the calendar has to go l'fi the Cheshbon of the Av Bezdin, of the, more properly said, the Nasi. And Mamel, that's it. That's when Yom Tov is. Afilu b'tois. Bolo Yetzur Reb Dais ben Hirkinis, Reb Yeshua, who was the one who was Nigzer Olav to come publicly, went to Reb Dais ben Hirkinis. Like we said before, he was a Zokin Mufli. It could be that he was homebound. And that's what, so he went to him. Omaloyim bon odun lodun. Acha beis din Hashem Gamliel. Reb Doisa tells him that if we're going to be mefakbik maharer on the decisions of beis din Hashem Gamliel, tzichin odun lodun acha kol beis nu beis nishoma mimois moishev ad akshav. There's no authority to tell Shema Peh, so then nothing has any much moish. How do we know when Yom Tov was 200 years ago, 300 years ago, 400 years ago? That means you're making a cheshbon that Yom Kippur is today, and maybe we're off by a week, maybe it's not Yom Kippur, maybe after 1,000 years of Cheshbonos and there were a few mistakes, instead of Yom Kippur, maybe it's still Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's Sukkos already. So what are you going to do? You're going to upset the decisions. You're going to turn over the decisions. Mimois Moshe v'ar achshav, shenemar. V'yal Moshe v'ar nodav aviv v'shim v'zikne Yisrael. It says Moshe, Aaron, Nodav, Aviu, and then there's a general klal of Shiv Mizikni Sova. Lama and this parasha Shmoyz and Shol's Kain. Why didn't it say their names? El Lamed, Shekol Shloisha or Shloisha Shomdu Bezdin al Yisrael. Any Bezdin by Klal Yisrael, Hareu Kibezdin Shom Moshe. The way the Rav speaks it out, if any door, future door, would come to be a fact pick, that you have to listen to the Chacham of this door, that door, they were bigger, they were bigger. Doesn't say names. Any three dayanim that are entrusted by Klal Yisrael, the position of authority, are reu kibeis din Yisrael Moshe. Not al makloi ma'isav biyodoi. He takes his mukta, makloi ma'isav, and he walks through Yisrael Sarabim. V'holach li yavne etzor ram gamlil b'yem shechal yem ekpun liyaz b'cheshbayne. He was mekabel the decision and he abided by it. Omar ram gamlil nishoke al roishoi. Omar loi. Remember, ram gamlil was younger than Rabbi Shua. Boy b'sholim Rabbi v'talmidi, Rabbi b'chochma v'talmidi shekibaltes dvoroi. He gives him a yashikoyach, an appreciation of Rabbi Shua's mesirus nefesh in upholding the authority of Rabbi Gamliel despite his own understanding that the halacha should have been otherwise. Rabbi b'chochma v'talmidi shekibaltes dvoroi. You're greater than me, but you're machni yourself to my position of authority because I'm the Nazi. Gemara darshins that the pasuk over here. It says three times the word oisom, choser, and we dash in atem. And this is for three separate doshas. Atem afilu mezidin, atem afilu shegim. Even if Bezin said, for whatever cheshbon is, they said the wrong date. It's kabul. Even if Bezin made a mistake. Atem afilu mutoin, even if you were fooled, i.e. by the edim. The halach is whatever the Bezdin decided, that becomes his man. Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Ra'u Bezdin v'chol Yisrael. What happens if the Levona, was the Moedlid, was earlier on in the day, and because of that, by the time the night of the 30th came, later in the night, let's say if it was during the summer, so Shkia is much later, everybody saw it. Bezdin, Klal Yisrael, Mamash Nir Balil, Nechkiru Ha'edim. They were already Dorish v'choyke the Edom. It was seen, the Edom were processed, v'lehizpiku loyma mekudish. They were not able to say mekudish ad time passed, ad shechashecho. Harezim uber, so then the day is not the 30th day, even though everybody saw it on the 30th. It's clear that there was a chiddush hachoydish, there was a kiddush hachoydish, but l'mais it's not miskadish, not chal, and it's uber. Now, there's a few things that need havon over here. The Rav says on Ru'u Bezdin v'chol Yisrael, they saw it b'leil shloshim. What's the havamina? Lamai said they weren't mekadosh. Zok there that there would be a havamina that since Ru'u Bezdin v'chol Yisrael, similar, Klal Yisrael already knew. It's clear. It's a davar pashut that tonight's Rosh Chodesh. It was already accepted that tonight's Rosh Chodesh. Lamaisa, if it wasn't decided by the Bezdin yet, it wasn't nigmar din and it wasn't his leispikulay mekadosh. Not chal. Now, according to the Rambam, it makes a lot of sense. We explained in Perek Beis that according to the Rambam, it's not the pronouncing that's Mekadosh. What it is it's the decision of the Bezin, the Rosh Bezin saying it, is taka not, is not ma'akiv. Afilo hochi, what you have to say over here is that this is, the decision wasn't final. Everybody saw it. Everybody accepted that tonight's Rosh Chodesh, but Lamaisa, the process didn't play itself out by Bezdin yet. That's Bezdin has to have come to a maskona. The pronunciation is likuva, not likuva, but Lamaisa, Bezdin has to be final. They weren't final. The pashtos of the Mishnah, the other Rishonim, understand, is a raya lo hispiku loyma mekudish, that amira is ma'akiv. The other point that the Rav makes over here on Nechkru Edim is that there would be a havamina. That Chakira Soedim, let's explain. L'chor, what he's saying is that everybody saw it the night of the 30th, so why weren't they Mekadosh right away? And the answer to that is a basic din that you can't start a din Torah. It doesn't make a difference if it's din in nefashis or din in momentis by night. Today's din in Torah are different, but din Torah by Bezdin Shal Smuchim, the way it's in the Torah, the din Torah cannot, it's not chal, ain't done in balayla. The halacha is that ain't done in balayla in maschilin din balayla, but once the din was huschal, so then the gemar din, the psak of the Bezdin, could be balayla. That being said, the Rav speaks out, the Nechgur Eidim, there would be a hangman, that would be Tchilas Din. And Mamelo, once that process was already done during the day, so then at the night of the 31st, they could actually come to a Maskana. That'll be the Gemara Din, and they'll render the 30th Rosh Chodesh Lamafreya. That would be the Havamina over here. That Havamina, let's point out, is only according to the Rambam. We said in Perek Beis that the Shita of the Rambam is the Chiddush. All the other Shem reject it. But the Rambam holds that the Bezdin could be Mekadosh on the 31st, Lemafreya on the 30th. So there would be Avamina. Ra'u Bezdin Bovad, Lamazong, the Bezdin anticipated where the moon is going to be. Nobody else saw it. They knew exactly which second to look. They knew which angle to see it on. They saw it. Yamdu Shnai. You can't, Shtetan Mishnah, you can't, even though they all saw it, you can't forego the process of Eidus, Hagoda Seidus, Kabbalah Seidus, Psak. So, Mele Yamdu Shnaim, V'yoidu Bifnehem, the two will be made in front of the others, V'yemru Mekudosh Mekudosh, they'll be the Bezin. Why standing? Because Eidus has to be said standing. The Dayanama City. Bismanazah were Matir, Bali Dvorim, and Eidim to sit down. The Rambam says, because we're living in Shvach Adarius, Mele, we have to be Mekel al Kovit. But Be'etzim, Alekim Nitzov, Badas Kel, the Edim and the Mizdainim, the Teve and the Nitva stand, the Dayanim sit. So Yamdu Shnaim, Yoidu Befneim, they'll be made in front of the others that are seated, V'yomru Mekudosh Kudosh, they'll be Mekadosh. It's important to point out over here something which is in the Sugya. Hain in Rosh Hashanah, the Rav brings it Bekitz and Nimritz, it's also Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's also Gemara Barichus in Baba Basra, in Yesh Leichon. That is that if they were seeing the Levona by day, well, let's say the whole Bezdin saw Reuven doing Avera. They don't need the Kabbalah Seidus. They don't need the Ria Seidus. They saw it. They know it. It's what's called, in Beloshna Gemara, Loi Tehe Shmir G'dayla Miri'ya. They saw it. They don't have to hear Eidus. To say that they have to go through the ritual of hearing Eidus when they saw it with their own two eyes is counterintuitive. So what are we talking about in the Mishnah? We're talking about where they saw it by night. So, Mamil, the Re'iyo by night is a Re'iyo She'iyev Shalifsakalov, because you can't paskin by night. Santazach. You know it, but you can't paskin on that Re'iyo. So, that Re'iyo isn't enough to create a psak din. Even though when it comes tomorrow morning, you didn't forget what you saw last night. L'chev, the whole Bezdin saw Reuven doing Aveiro. They saw Reuven lend money to Shimon. So, the next morning, paskin on it. No. The Re'iyo of last night is a Re'iyo Enek Shera. It's a re'ir that you could say over, but it's not a re'ir you could paskin on. Psak has to be created by a re'ir that's nitin leheomer and bezdin. It's not nitin the mitzad re'ir. It's not nitin. So, Melo, what they would have to do is they would have to come tomorrow, and they would have to say it as edus. And then you have a problem, by the way, that ein ed nasa dayin. So, Melo, the edim and the dayanim can't fill one role. It's a klal. And then tomorrow they would have to be the Megidim, they would have to be the Edim, and others would have to sit down. You can't mix the two roles. It's only when there's Re'iyo, which is Roy for Psak right now, so the Re'iyo, the Bezin, could immediately paskin on it. You could go through the process, you don't have to go through the process of the Hagodah Seidus and the Kabbalah Seidus. This is the way many Rishonim, Tosfos, the Ritva, the Rashba, other Rishonim, this is the way they understand. The Rav Lameisa says not that way. The Rav says, based on Rashi, then no. Eidus HaChodesh, if it's kosher l'ri'iyo, you could dispense the ri'iyo. Why? Because that's the pashtus in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, HaChodesh HaZelochem, Kazer Re'ei V'Kadesh, Rashi says in Chumash. So, Mele, ri'iyo is not enough, but let's say for Dinei, for Einshim, you would need that there should be a ri'iyo, a Hagodo, Kabbalah Seidus, and then Psach. Ru'u Shloisha v'hein Bezdin. There might be a Bezdin, but we're talking over here also about they saw it at night, so they can't do the immediate Psak al-Pi Riyosim of Lo Teshmi G'del Mi Ri'iyo, because like we said, Ri'i Osom is not Roy now for Psak, because it's Balaylo. So Memelo, what they have to do is Yamdu Hashnaim V'yeshivu Mechavarem. Two will assume the role of Edim. They have to put another two Dayanim sitting down. It's La Yochid V'yudu Bifneim. L'chad is not really saying over something that we didn't have before. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah, the way the Mefarshim explain it, is only the fact that you always need three Dayanim. That's Likuva. V'yomru Mekudish Mekudish. And the three of them paskin she'en ha'yochid nemen al yidei atzmoi. A yochid cannot be mekadish the chodesh. Even a dayin yochid that's a mumcha, l'moshel you have by hatoras nedarim, whereas a yochid mumcha, there's no din of yochid mumcha by rish chodesh. Even though din imominus, there is a concept of a yochid mumcha. Over here, the Torah says vayayim, the Gemara says this vayayim Hashem ha'moshe ve'alaren be'etz mitzayim leima ha'chodesh ha'zalochem. The Torah talks to Moshe and Aaron, not to Yechidim, talks to the group, the Bezdin of Klal Yisrael. So you definitely need a Bezdin, there's no din of a Yochid Mumcha. There are a few interesting points to make here. One is that we've seen Mefurish, Ein Eid Nasa Dayin, in the sense that that he can't paskin based on his Re'iyah. But the fact that he saw it does not disqualify him from sitting and hearing Hagodas Eidus from two other Eidim. It would seem to be a klal leidus. Lamaisa is a whole sugya in makis where that might not be the case for dinin nefoshes. That lamaisa, that's a machloikis. And the reason for that is that once a dayan sees a maisa, once he saw it with his own two eyes, he might not be able to be melamed schus on something that I saw it. What do you mean? I can't. If a person didn't see it, he only hears it. He's not as convinced. He'll be choyke v'dayush. So as part of the klal of the shoftu edu v'tzilo edu, which is a din in nefashis, that the dayanim have to exert themselves to find the schus, even when somebody is accused, could be that somebody who saw the maisa can't be. So the maisa to machlokes over the end of the sugya. Another point worth pointing out, and this will be our last point, because in the next Mishnah we're already going into Hilchis Shofris, Halachos Rosh Hashanah, and we're finishing up Kiddush HaChodesh, is that where do we have Kiddush HaChodesh? The whole, what we've been describing the last two prokim, the whole monumental process, which is so central to Klal Yisrael, the first mitzvah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, leading Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, HaChodesh HaZalachem, fundamental of Klal Yisrael, all of Kiddush HaZman was told, where do we have a remnant to that? Bizman HaZeh. The answer is very pashut. When we get up and we say Shabbos Mevorchim, we're Mekadosh HaChodesh, what we're doing is we're reenacting Bavoinesenu or Rabban, it's the only way we could do it, the process. And that's why there was a minig by the Kadmoinim. It's brought down in the Rishonei Ashkenaz. There was a minig by the Kadmoinim that the one who announced when Rish Chodesh would be the Rav of the Kehila. And that's why he holds the Sefer Torah, because he has the role of the Av Bezdin saying Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Now what's interesting is that our minig is that everybody stands. L'chor over here it says that the dayonim have to sit. We had a lashon in the Mishnah, yamdu ashnayim v'yeshivu mechavrim etzel ayochid. In order to be mekadosh l'chodesh, they have to sit like a bezdin. What's this about standing? So the Mogen Avron Taka says that this is in Shulchan Aruch and Tov Yud Zayin, that the kiddush l'chodesh, the etzem mekudosh mekudosh, was bamida. It was like a kabbalas p'nei hashchina. It had to be bamida. If it was Bamida, that's where our minute comes from, to announce Rish Chodesh Bamida. The process of the Dayon hearing from the Eidim, that was B'Yeshiva. But the Mekudesh, Mekudesh, that was Bamida. Others want a Taina. Then no, I've added the Bezna to sit, because it was a Maisa Bezna to create the Chalois of Rish Chodesh. It's only the Kol Ha'omoyne Machrov. So it makes sense that the one who's holding the Sefer Torah should sit. Interesting, we're not knowing that way, and everybody else should stand. But Vinishvi, we understand why, since Kiddush HaChodesh is so central to Kiddushas Yisrael, Kiddushas HaMoyadim, that's why we take the opportunity by Kiddush HaChodesh that we daven every bit of tefillah that a Yid has to daven. Chaim Shel, Chaim Shel, Chaim Shel. Why? It's mamash like a Yom Neroi Mazah. Why? Because it's so such a pillar of our whole Kiddusha. The whole Kiddusha Ben Yisrael Lo Amim is predicated on Kiddush HaZmanim. It's Hashem. The next year, we're already moving on to the halachis of the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah itself.